Pretty Polly, written by Dick King-Smith and read by Jane Asher.
"Pretty Polly," said Abigail to the parrot in the pet shop. The parrot said nothing. "Perhaps he doesn't talk," said Abigail's mother.
"Oh, yes, he does," said the owner of the pet shop. "He's a good talker, he is. You ask him the right question, he'll answer. Ask him his name."
"What's your name?" said Abigail.
"Peter," said the parrot. "What's yours?"
"Abigail."
"Ha, ha, ha, ha," said the parrot. "What a stupid name."
"Don't worry," said the shopkeeper, smiling. "He says that to everyone."
"What else can he say?" asked Abigail.
"Oh, lots of things," said the shopkeeper. "Can't you, Peter, eh?"
"Silly old fool," said the parrot.
"Oh, sorry," said the shopkeeper. "He's in a bad mood today. What's the matter, Peter? Get out of the bed the wrong side, did you?"
"Don't be cheeky," said the parrot. "Silly old fool."
And turning slowly round on his perch so that his back was towards them, he made a loud and squelchy mess on the floor of the cage.
"I wish I had a parrot," said Abigail as they drove home.
"You've got loads of pets already," her mother said. "Look what I've just had to buy in that shop. Dog biscuits, rabbit mixture, hamster food, ants' eggs for the goldfish. And then there are all our other animals." Abigail's father was a farmer, and they kept cows and pigs and sheep and chickens.
"Yes, but none of them can talk," Abigail said. "That parrot spoke as clearly as anything, just like a human. I wish we could buy him."
"Did you see the price tag on the cage?" her mother said.
"How much?" said her father that evening.
They were all sitting round the big wooden kitchen table. Abigail, her parents, her younger sister Prudence, and her little brother Bob.
£850. "Stone the crows," her father said.
"Oh, you can forget about that, Abby. I could buy a cow for that much.
£850 for a blooming bird?"